The University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health and UW Health are co-sponsoring an upcoming diversity summit. And this year's topic is honoring Indigenous health, past, present, and future. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. We're going to talk about Indigenous health. We're going to be talking about this diversity summit with our two guests with us to talk about the event. Shiva Bidar Seeloff is the Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer at UW Health and Associate Dean for Diversity and Equity Transformation at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Shiva, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much for having us here.
And our other guest, Danielle Yancey, is Director of the Native American Center for Health Professions at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine. And Danielle, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you for having us.
So as we talk with these experts, I'd love to have you join in. What would you like to know about Indigenous healthcare? Maybe you are a part of it and want to offer some comments. Have you attended the diversity summits before? Maybe what did you enjoy about the event? You can join in the conversation. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us at ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Shiva, let's start with you. Why is DEI, let's call it, diversity, equity, and inclusion, so important to UW Health and the UW School of Medicine and Public Health?
Well, Larry, as you were mentioning, you know, you were mentioning health poverty, right? And that's maybe another way of looking at the continued health inequities or health disparities that we see in our certainly communities of color, including our Indigenous or Native communities. And we feel that it's a huge responsibility of the School of Medicine and Public Health and UW Health to take an active role in addressing those disparities. And one way that we can do that is by increasing the recruitment, representation, and the retention of people, both faculty and staff and learners, students within our systems, so that we can really create systems that better represent our communities, really.
Yeah. I was thinking back to my days when I was working on my PhD. I was involved in community development and communications within community development. And part of it in many small communities involved asking them about their priorities, and typically healthcare. If it wasn't number one, it was number two. Maybe it got to number three. But it was always a very, very high on the list for those smaller, those rural and sometimes Indigenous communities.
That's right. I mean, I think, you know, we can all recognize that without health and good health care, it's very difficult to be able to do everything else that we want to do in being, you know, successful in our lives. And we also really want to make sure that we think about health in the broad term of health, right? Not just that healthcare that's like that clinical aspect of healthcare, but really what is it that we need in our environment to really create a healthy environment in all aspects, physical, mental, and environmental health. And I think that Danielle can speak to how the summit really reflects that broad thinking about health.
Yeah, for sure. Before we go, Danielle, I'll get to you in just a second, but I want to, here I am making her sit and wait for a second, but I just want to follow up. You know, the summit, of course, is an activity, Shiva, that you get, folks are so involved in. What are the other programs your organization offers in the way of support?
So, you know, the Diversity Summit is really one of our signature events, right? It's like probably one of those things that it gets seen very clearly by everybody. But behind the Diversity Summit, there is all the day-to-day work that we're doing. So that day-to-day work, I would say it's in four different buckets is how I want to think about it. There is learning and development that happens daily and on an ongoing basis. So you know, really teaching everybody about how do we make sure to really think from a place of acknowledging past mistakes in this area of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and how do we really think about how to create an environment that is really inclusive for everybody at the School of Medicine and Public Health and at UW Health. There is the other aspect, which is the work that we're doing around recruiting both, again, faculty, staff, and students who really have been underrepresented in medicine for a very long time. And not only recruiting them, but creating, again, an environment in which they can thrive and feel like they are really part of a community that is supportive. Then there is a part in which I call it like the structure and system change. Like, how do we look at our policies, practices, any kind of work that we are doing and apply an equity perspective to it? You know, just because we've been doing something for a long time doesn't mean that that something was the good way to do it. Actually, we know that probably it wasn't, because if it was, we wouldn't have the structural inequities that we have. So really applying that in a diligent way. And the last piece of it, I would say, is the work we do externally with community partners. And really, how do we make sure that we're not thinking that we're inventing everything within our buildings, but we really are taking into account the knowledge and the voices of the communities that we're talking about to inform us and to lead the way in the work that we need to do.
Lots of good things there. Danielle, let me turn to you. Tell us about the North American or Native American Center for Health Professions at UW.
Great, thank you. So the Native American Center for Health Professions, which we call NACHIP for short, is an interprofessional center that's located here within the School of Medicine and Public Health. And our center was founded in December of 2012 by Dr. Eric Brote, who was an Ojibwe family medicine physician here at UW Health at the time, and really saw a great opportunity to increase the investments and supports for Native American students that want to go into the health professions, because our population is significantly underrepresented in the health field. Additionally, right here in Wisconsin, we have 12 Native nations, and really a great opportunity for us to work in partnership with our communities around the state on workforce development in the healthcare system and around health priorities that are important to their community. So our center's mission really kind of focuses around five major mission aims. The first is around recruiting, retaining, and graduating Native American students in the health professions. And then secondly is really thinking about our students' experience while they're here, you know, providing that sense of community and cultural connectedness, and how are we supporting their well-being while they're here, and also how are we connecting them to opportunities around American Indian Alaska Native health that supports what their future training aspirations and work aspirations are. Third, we work closely with faculty around development and recruitment. We also have been doing a lot of work around increasing educational opportunities that focus around American Indian and Alaska Native health, kind of like the summit that is coming up here just next week. And then lastly is, you know, working in partnership with our communities. So how are we building those bridges? How are we being good listeners and good partners and learning about the health priorities in our communities and how we can work together on those?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I've advised, I've had a number of Native students who in my own department in science communication, and they've done very well, but like other students, they've had their own issues. And some of it relates to poverty or not having enough income, and some of it relates to just other sort of social things that they have to sort of deal with on a day-to-day basis. And I can imagine that this would be even magnified if say a Native individual wants to become a doctor because, as an example, because the length of time, the amount of effort that goes into it is extremely large, many years involved. It's something I want to bring up again. We'll need to take a quick look at the news and weather and find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Network. And I certainly want to get to that diversity summit, which we haven't really talked about at all yet. But we will. Our two guests today, Danielle Yancey and Shiva Bidar-Seeloff, will be back with us right after this look at the news. You stay with us. We're taking a look at the upcoming Diversity Summit scheduled for Thursday, September 29th. And our guests today, by the way, I'm Larry Mueller, and our guests are Danielle Yancey, Director of Native American Center for Health Professions at the UW School of Medicine, and Shiva Bidar-Seeloff, who is the Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer at UW Health, and also Associate Dean for Diversity and Equity Transformation at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. And I hope you'll join in with your own comments as we move along today. Have you attended one of these diversity summits in the past? What comments might you have relating to Indigenous health? I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us the email address ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Shiva, the annual diversity summits are one of your departments, and as you mentioned, a signature program for your department. Maybe just a little background, when did it start, and a little bit more about the why.
It started 4 years ago. This is the fourth summit that we're doing, and it actually started under my predecessor in a similar role. And it really started as a way to really have a longer period of time where people could really talk about a topic, where we could bring a national speaker, but also have smaller breakout groups so that we can really go deeper into a topic and spend some time really collectively as a community thinking and talking about our communities. And so the first two summits were kind of more focused on the Black African-American community. The third one was focused on the Hispanic Latinx community. And of course, this fourth one is focused on Indigenous health.
Yeah. And who's your audience?
So our audience, certainly faculty, staff, and students around in our campus, which we call the Health Sciences Campus, or otherwise known by those in Madison as the West Campus. Everybody that's, you know, in the School of Nursing, School of Pharmacy, School of Medicine, UW Health, Veterinary School, but also just the larger audience of anybody that really is interested in the topics of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and in this particular year, Indigenous health. As you said, I think, Larry, health really impacts everything in everybody's life and environment. So we think that the audience can be really a broad audience of anybody that's really interested in learning more and being involved in this movement of really creating better health equity across our state.
Let's take a look at maybe the part that each of your organizations plays in the summit. And Shiva, as long as you're talking, let's have you maybe comment first.
So, I mean, my part for is really to be the office that really is a organizer and kind of tries to create the appropriate structure to make the summit happen successfully, the subject matter expert, and the person that really kind of is the glue that brings it together is my amazing colleague, Danielle Yancey. And my, you know, part of my role is also to make sure that we get the word out, like we bring people to this summit, because we're bringing some really incredible people, and I hope that the community will take advantage of it. That's another reason that we're doing, just like the, you know, post-COVID world has brought the ability to do both in person and remote at the same time. Mm-hmm. So people can come in person or they can just watch the live stream for the summit. So
if you're sitting in northern Wisconsin, for example, and you're 300 miles away or 250 miles away, you can still participate, in other words.
You can watch the live stream, correct.
Yeah. Danielle, let's talk about your involvement, your center's involvement, because it sounds like it's pretty heavy.
Well, thank you. It's been really exciting partnering with Shiva and her team and all the many other players behind the scene, including the rest of our NACHIP team, has been all hands on deck to help make this summit happen. But we were really honored to be asked to collaborate and have Indigenous health equity as the theme this year. It very much aligns with what I shared earlier about our center's mission and gives a great opportunity for us to just bring greater visibility around Indigenous health and to do so from a lens that honors the past and tells the story of what health history has looked like in Indian country and its impacts on our communities, while also celebrating the great community assets that exist right now and the leaders in our communities who are working tirelessly to improve the health and well-being of their communities. And the hope is through this convening and in this space that, you know, we can envision what a healthy future looks like and, you know, continue to build upon those partnerships and future collaborations.
Let's take a look at the lineup for this, because I was looking at it and it looked to me like some great speakers and great topics. So, Danielle, go ahead. Give us the lineup here a bit.
Absolutely. Well, it was really important to us to organize this event in a way that's reflective of how we do things whenever we gather. So it was really important for us to open up with an invocation, and we're really excited to have Elliot Funmaker from the Ho-Chunk Nation, who will be opening up the event with us. Some of you may know him through his work that he has done with most recently the Concerts on the Square and with the Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dancing Troupe. We also have our own UW-Madison student drum group, Madtown Singers, who will be doing a welcome song. And we also have many wonderful partners that we work with across the state, including Dr. Amy DeLong at the Ho-Chunk House of Wellness, who will be giving a spotlight on statewide Indigenous health to really highlight health priorities in our Wisconsin tribal health systems in the state. And we're really honored to have our keynote speaker, who has been a great friend and collaborator with NACHIP for many years, Dr. Donald Warren, who recently was appointed as the co-director of the Johns Hopkins Center for American Indian Health and is now a provost fellow for Indigenous health policy. So nationally, he has been a key player around health advocacy work. He created the first American Indian Masters of Public Health program in the country. So we've been very fortunate to work in partnership with him. And then, of course, we have our very own Dr. Brett Benally Thompson, who is an Ojibwe palliative care physician here at UW Health and the School of Medicine, who will be helping us open up the session and highlighting some of the work that we're doing here at NACHIP as well. So that really sums up our opening plenary session, and we'll have an opportunity to hear some words from Shiva, as well as Dean Golden here at the School of Medicine and Public Health as well. And then in the afternoon, we have some great breakout sessions that will focus on land-based healing and traditional medicine, working and engaging with our tribal community partners, and also highlighting food as medicine. So we have a very packed and full agenda for the days for some very rich learning opportunities. And we also will wrap up the day with some delicious Indigenous foods that will be provided by Elena Terry, who is executive chef and founder of Wild Berries.
And nutrition is all a big part of health, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. We thought it was really important to highlight a very big movement that's happening across Indian country around food sovereignty and remembering and reclaiming and revitalizing our traditional foods. And there is a very deep relationship with our foods and that history and also the nutrition that it brings to us in, I think, many different ways. So it was really exciting to be able to bring this in as a part of our event. And I also want to highlight with the breakout sessions that we have some incredible community partners who are coming to be part of those panels and would love to direct our listeners to the Diversity Summit website on the School of Medicine and Public Health site, where you can read the full biographies of all of the many wonderful people who are joining us for the event.
Yeah, well, give me one example.
So on our, since we're on the topic of food, I will highlight our Food is Medicine breakout session. We have our partners at the Oneida Nation, Arlie Doc Stater, who is an Indigenous chef. We have Vanessa Miller, who works with the Oneida Nation Environmental Health Safety Land and Agriculture Division, and Marlon Skinador, who is the manager of the Oneida Nation Emergency Food Pantry. So they will be coming together to highlight what's happening in the Oneida community around their food sovereignty movement.
Hmm. And Shiva, you're giving an opening. What will you be talking about?
Well, I'm really honored, actually, and a bit thinking really about how can I really honor being part of the opening statement of such important topic. So I hope that with my opening remarks, I can really remind us all of the land that we're on, that this is really land that is Ho-Chunk land, it's stolen land. There is a long history of not centering our Indigenous communities. And so I hope that we think about the summit and the rest of the time as we need to really be authentic in the conversations that we have and the reckoning with the history. And that we all need to be spending time learning and taking action to really speak, not only speak, but also take, as I said, take really action. For me, it's really oftentimes, you know, we are hearing about honoring the land, but what's the next thing that we can do? What's the actions that we can take? And I think that I have learned from, again, my great colleague, Danielle, how important it is to really make sure that we tell people about the things that they can actually do, because just talking about it is not certainly enough.
Yeah, it isn't. Danielle, you've talked about this a little bit, but the past, present, and future of Indigenous health, and talk a bit more maybe in terms of the past and the present when it comes to Indigenous health, and then we'll talk the future.
Sure. I think it's impossible to talk about Indigenous health without acknowledging our history and the hard truths of that history and the impacts that it has had on Indigenous health. And I think for us, why we felt Dr. Warren would be an incredible speaker to help deliver this part of the message for the summit. You know, it's difficult to talk about 500 years of colonization and the impacts on health, but he's one of the best of being able to take, you know, that history and tell the story of how, you know, policy and has really shaped health as we see it today, but also the story of resilience, resistance, and survival, and, you know, what those tremendous community assets look like today. This theme also for us is a bit serendipitous, as NACHIP is coming up on our 10-year anniversary. And so it's an opportunity to reflect on The work that we've been doing over the past 10 years to transform what our healthcare workforce looks like within our Native American community, and the successes that we've seen come from that work and the partnerships that have grown as a result of that. So it'll be a great opportunity for us to share a part of that Nateship story as well.
I went online just to look at health resources, Native health resources in Wisconsin, mostly because I was thinking about an experience I had in Baraboo or the Baraboo area with a Native health and wellness center. I don't know if you're familiar with it, or maybe you could comment on it, because I'm certainly not qualified, although I was quite impressed with it, actually, when I visited there.
Absolutely. I believe you're probably talking about the Ho-Chunk House of Wellness in Baraboo, and I'm excited to share that they're one of our partners in this work. We have worked with both their health and medical directors there, Kiana Bodine and Dr. Amy DeLong, who will actually be joining us for the summit. But their facility has been a great partner of ours. And one of the ways that NATCHIP has partnered with our clinics across the state is our students having an opportunity to do some of their hands-on clinical training at those sites to learn about these beautiful facilities and resources and services that exist throughout the state of Wisconsin. We have 11 tribal clinics here in Wisconsin that are operated by the tribes here in the state, and one urban Indian health center. And so part of what we've been trying to do is create more visibility and awareness about these services that are provided within our state. So it's not surprising that you had a wonderful experience there. They have a great facility.
Yeah, they're really, really a sharp bunch of a sharp group of people, but also, I guess people in healthcare are like that. Somebody on my show the other day, when we were talking about libraries, a person called and said, "Well, the two most caring groups of people in Wisconsin are nurses and librarians," and they're probably not too far from wrong on that.
That's right. I think it's probably right. Nurses, but I would say everybody that works in healthcare, very caring group of people.
Well, absolutely. And Danielle, through your group, the summit is also sponsored by, I think it's called the Indians into Medicine Grant.
And yes.
Tell us about that program.
Absolutely. So we're very fortunate to be one of the recipients of the Indians into Medicine grant through the Indian Health Service. We're one of three medical schools in the country that have received this competitive award. It's a five-year, just under $1 million grant to support efforts around increasing the representation of American Indians and Alaska Natives into medicine. So this program has been so essential towards providing the necessary resources and support to do this work. This is also great timing in that, thinking about this theme of honoring the past, present, and future, the InMed program is coming up on its 50th year anniversary coming up in 2023. So it's a great time to also acknowledge the impact of the InMed program nationally in terms of its efforts to increase the representation of Native Americans into medicine and the ripple effect that comes with, having a greater representation of Native Americans in the health professions. Dr. Warren was previously at the University of North Dakota, which was the first InMed program in the country and has been around for almost 50 years. So it's been really an honor to be part of that InMed circle of programs and being able to work with them nationally around this work. And so a portion of the Diversity Summit is sponsored in part by the InMed grant.
I was thinking about back to some of my own students, Native students, and within our department, we have Patty Lowe, was a you may know Patty Danielle or know of her at least. She was quite an inspiration for many of our Native students. And she retired, left. She's at Northwestern, but I think she's retiring there and moving back to Madison, to Wisconsin. And Don Stanley, who teaches our social media courses and was so much looked up to, or is looked up to by Native students that we have. And I think that whole business of having having doctors or nurses or medical care facilities who look just like you makes a huge difference.
It really does. And we've had great opportunities to work with Professor Lowe. In fact, she is also an author and has authored a book titled Indian Nations of Wisconsin. And that is one of our textbooks for an American Indian Health History and Tribal Governance course that we teach at the School of Medicine and Public Health. And it's a great opportunity for our students to learn about the history of each of the tribal communities in the state of Wisconsin. So for those listening and they're interested in learning more about history here in the state, I highly recommend her book. And we're very thankful of the work that she has done and the opportunities to work with her and others on campus, because it does take a collective effort and those partnerships are important.
Back to the summit for a minute. How do people get signed up, or do you need to sign up for the summit?
We would prefer for people who are going to be attending in person for sure to sign up so that we can have a good count of how many people are coming. So to sign up, you can go to go.wisc.edu/SMPH Diversity Summit. So go.wisc.edu/SMPH Diversity Summit. Or you can go to the School of Medicine and Public Health website and just search for Diversity Summit and you'll land on that page if that's easier. But again, it's September 29th from 3 to 6:30 p.m. And people can also attend the live stream remotely for the keynote speaker.
So I just go online and take a look. It looks like a fantastic program. And Danielle and Shiva, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. It was great
talking.
I hope we can do this again down the road. Thank you both.
Thank you for having us.
Danielle Yancey and Shiva Bidar-Seeloff, our guests today. Oh my gosh, we're running out of time here. I need to say thanks to you for listening, by the way, and I hope you'll stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.